Got a little something for y'all today.
Yeah. Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around. Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears. Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all my years have gone by. Every now and then I get a little bit terrified to see the fucking look in your eye. Every now and then I fall apart. Fucking every now and then I fall apart. And I need you now tonight. I fucking need you more than ever. And if you only hold me tight, damn, we'll be holding on forever.
Damn,
and we'll be only making it right. Cause we'll never be wrong together.
Get it, yeah.
We can take it to the end of the time.
Take it.
All the time.
Oh, yeah. Man. A little carried away on that one. That was a good one, though.
Dude, that's how we do it.
Yeah.
Bro.
Fuck yeah.
That's got to be probably our best intro ever.
Dude, it's up there with the the fucking which one?
That's
going to
be the word for the night, the fucking.
Yeah. Fuck. What was it called when we did the George Michael's intro?
Ah. Yeah, I was going to.
What was the name of the song, John?
Careless Whispers. I'm never gonna dance again. Careless. And that's cuz the sound quality is a whole lot better too, right?
Oh, it is now. Does that mean we got to do all of our songs all over again?
I think so.
That will be the special bonus episode that we've been meaning to do.
There you go.
We'll all right.
The whole soundtrack.
We'll do a track list for you guys.
Yeah.
You're not official until you have a missing episode.
Exactly.
So which episode is this?
Oh shit.
Whoops.
We go over 29? all these notes, all these
I think it's like 29 or
topics, 30. All these song. We rehearsed that song 3 times.
Yeah we did.
Did all of that, and we couldn't get the episode
like
number.
Everything but the most important part. Sorry, that's how we roll.
Yeah,
it's episode 29.
We're almost
30
over the hill. 30.
Dang man, that's a
I thought 40's over the hill though.
30 is the new 40.
30 is the new 40.
I feel like 30 is the new 20, honestly, guys. I don't know what y'all guys are smoking, but.
I don't know. What are we smoking? Are we smoking?
The Chronic. Chronic?
Blum, 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 blum,
so, welcome to Men of the Cave, episode 29.
29.
Had to give you that, the Dan Ban version of Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Fuck yeah!
That's how we do it.
You know, Gil, you just put the mic in his hand, get him started. At first, he's like, I don't want to sing,
dude,
guys.
You hype him up.
And then he gets going. And
I got the music in me, man.
Dude,
I just got to
do it.
We
do it, man.
So we got we're going to have a very interesting episode. And I say interesting because it's been a very slow week in the world of what we talk about.
Entertainment world.
Very, very slow.
Yeah, very slow.
Our geeky entertainment world.
So we've got some topics here we're going to talk. What are we talking about, Gil?
Pop quiz. Pop quiz.
Wonder Woman's coming out tomorrow. That's one.
Yeah, we're talking about Wonder Woman.
Jason David
We're talking
Frank
about the reviews.
Killed. Reviews?
Yes, ooh. We're going to talk about Jason David Frank and some crazy people at the Comic-Con. Too bad Hot Sauce ain't here.
Freaking Hot Sauce. we are...
The Venomverse?
Talk a little bit about the Venomverse, the going on in the comic world right now.
Is that like the universe for Venom?
Exactly.
Would it be the Spider-Verse, though?
That's it's basically maybe a play on that.
But
more serious. The Spider-Verse is its own thing, and then Venomverse will be its own thing.
Ah, man. I don't know how I feel about that.
But it's like all Venom characters within the Marvel world. Yeah. So, Venom.
So, yeah, we'll talk about that in a little while. We're going to talk about a couple of TV shows. Sin City, maybe. The Thunderbolts. The Thunderbolts isn't going to be made, but just some chatter about it.
Oh.
We got just a little bit of Star Wars news. We'll talk about the New Mutants. And, that's pretty much it. We have a little bonus topic at the end about some movies and stuff, but...
It's kind of a light week.
It's a very light week, actually. Very light.
They showed another trailer for the Dracula.
When does E3... come out?
E3? I'm not sure.
End of June, if I'm not mistaken. End of June. Or close to end of June.
Well, what do we want? What do we want to start with? What I'll let you decide, Gil.
Talk about Jason David Frank right now. Almost getting killed.
So, yeah. So let's talk JDF. About. Let's talk about what happened to Jason David Frank. What happened?
It was at a Phoenix Comic Con. It was on a. I guess it was. He had a 2-day thing, and on the Friday they were supposed to be there. He was there late, and apparently. One of the fans or whatever dressed as what was he dressed as? Shit, I forgot.
Do you have the whole story? Because I have the whole story.
Say the whole story then. Go ahead.
Okay.
There's no bits and pieces.
So Jason David Frank was supposed to be there on Thursday. He was supposed to be there at like five or 6 o'clock in the evening, and he didn't get there till 8. They called him and told him to go ahead and come around 8 o'clock. It was okay. I don't know if they're running behind or something. So he went late. Well, this guy apparently was dressed as the Punisher, and he went in there, and he had a shotgun, and he had 3 .45 pistols, .45 caliber pistols.
Goddamn.
And he had definitely a knife or something and some Chinese stars, I think.
Shit.
I guess your costume's not complete without some Chinese stars.
Yeah. That's how it
is. Which is very odd. You got guns, but you need Chinese stars, too. So this guy was posting on Facebook that he was going to kill, like, police officers there. And he had already made it into the Comic-Con. So he was sitting down and he was taking pictures and posting them on his Facebook of cops. And he's like, I'm going to kill these cops. So somebody saw it and called the local police department, wherever the person saw it at. And they,
some check, I think.
Yeah, and then they called the Phoenix Police Department and they were able to find the guy and arrest him. Well, no, I think they shot him.
Damn. Really? So...
Or maybe they didn't shoot him. He resisted.
Damn. Bad idea.
But on his phone, he had a reminder for that day to kill JDF.
Fuck, man.
And wow. I saw Jason David Frank's interview with the local media there, the media, and he was saying that I guess this guy said that he had met him before. They had got into a fight.
A beef or something
and
like that.
And he had, like, stabbed Jason David Frank before, and I've never been stabbed. Yeah, so
this dude's clearly...
Yeah.
And the cool thing about it, Jason David Frank's cool about the whole thing. He's like,
yeah,
look,
he was.
He's like, I'm not even mad at the guy.
He forgives him.
I forgive him, but, I mean, this dude seriously had a problem.
He was more worried about hurting people.
Yeah.
Definitely, that's what he was worried about.
Yeah, man. That's crazy part. And he even said that, like, that's not going to bother him. He's going to go still see his, you know, his people, you know. He's going to go his fans, you know. I'm pretty sure he was there at, you know, Comic-Con. He didn't take no break.
Mm-mm. I saw him the next day. Like, he had posted on his Facebook Live, like, him at the... doing a panel, like, and it was like nothing. Like, I didn't even know that had, like, gone down the day before.
That's crazy. Like, so, can, like, you imagine that? Like, this dude was supposed to kill you, and then, like...
Just, like, going by, like, his everyday routine or whatever, yeah. Like, it was nothing.
I was on a death list before, and, like, I didn't even know about it. I was like, he was like, my mom got a call from the principal, and the principal said, hey, you know, was your son a bully or something like that? Because, I mean, this dude... put your son's name on it. I was like, oh shit, I didn't even know who this kid was, you know. Wow. I'm just glad, you know, so that kid got suspended, but, like, that just was like, goddamn.
Wow.
I guess you can't let it bother you, because, I mean, I forgot about it after, like, a week or so. That's always stored in my memory bank, so, like, damn.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to do anything to people, but they just, like, you know,
it's batshit crazy.
So, because of what happened, they were enforcing a no weapons, no replica weapons, like, no cosplay weapons.
That's because I had two of my I had two of my friends go, and, you know, they said they bought two airsoft guns over there. So, I mean, I don't know if I know it happened before or after the Jason David Frank thing, but yeah, they were holding around, like, swords and, like, guns and whatnot, or, like, airsoft guns. But I mean,
I didn't even know they sold airsoft guns at the convention.
They bought them there. That's the crazy part.
At the Phoenix one?
That is crazy.
No, it was San Antonio.
Oh yeah, this was only for the Phoenix one.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. So this was only for the Phoenix one. That's so crazy. They're even selling at the convention. I guess everybody else felt
has, like, different
safe
rules or something.
Yeah.
So he was saying that. He's been, obviously, he goes to a lot of these around the country, and according to him, that it was too, it's too, he believes that they're like easy targets because since people come in with these weapons,
yeah,
I guess they just automatically assume
like they're good, you know,
that they're good. Yeah. They're not, because who's going to,
who's going to come up with an idea of like shooting their idol or something like that?
Yeah. So he was saying that he wants to make it safer, and I mean, which is understandable. He's,
oh yeah, your life's on the line when you have like a close encounter like that, you know?
For sure.
I'm just glad no bullets came out or anything. Mm-hmm. Everybody was safe, you know?
Mm-hmm. It'd be nice to hear what you were saying if you were talking in your mic.
Sorry, I got distracted. I think you heard me good enough.
I did, but the people didn't. So, what do you think about that? Do you think going forward they should take podcasts? They should take weapons out of the cosplay weapons out of the events?
No,
I would hate to see that, but the security does have to tighten up somehow.
I think what they should do is run a like a metal detector, you know, that should stop like at least half, if not all, gun like penetration right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the penetration's horrible.
Yeah, penetration rate's bad,
especially if they're not ready for it.
Or if they're going through the back door.
I could see them having a screening process.
Yeah.
They got to screen that back door. Just too sensitive in that area.
Oh, yeah. There might be some screamers out there.
Mm-hmm. If too many people try to go in there.
It's a tight squeeze.
Yeah, exactly.
I heard it's pretty messy, too.
That's what they say.
Yeah, it depends. Sometimes, sometimes not.
So... Would you be turned off going to a Comic-Con where you couldn't take a replica weapon, a fake weapon?
Dude, I'm kind of disappointed in Comic-Cons, though, honestly.
Have you been to one first?
No, but I'll tell you why.
There we go.
Listen, it's just the idea of paying for yourself to be in an area where a group of your idols are, right?
Yeah.
But then you have to pay for a picture. You have to pay... to get an autograph, you have to pretty much pay to like even talk to that person. Why would I want to do that? Like pay that just to have somebody say, you know, their opinions on a certain character. Like that's the way I think rationally.
But it's nothing new to the industry. I mean, they do that in the sports industry too.
True. I wouldn't do that regardless though. Like if I'm going to do it, it might be chance opportunity, but I'm not going to like.
But a lot of people make their living off that.
But
though.
that's a crazy thing. Like they make a lot of money. Like Stan Lee, does Stan Lee really?
He has no need to. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, can you imagine that? Like, he's making what, $200 for a photo, and then if another $100 maybe for an autograph.
Or maybe he just donates it to charity.
I doubt it.
That'd be a shame if he does. Doesn't.
Yeah.
So if you.
But that's my beef with like celebrities that do that stuff.
So you want them to fly over there and meet you for free?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Somebody's
like,
got
to
pay.
They're already getting paid to do stuff, to be there. Why do you need to get paid even more? Like, why do you want to have your fans do that much more? You know what I'm saying?
Because they're probably not getting paid a whole lot to be there.
But still, you're still getting paid nonetheless. You shouldn't, I mean, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm already
paying. It costs money to run a convention, first and foremost.
So if you had a chance to meet Messi... You wouldn't pay $150.
Fuck no. Not very adamant. All, like, yeah, that's cool. Like, I'd rather have it a chance encounter than like.
What about the creator of Dragon Ball Z?
Nah, Tori. What is it?
What about Goku's voice?
Yeah. Nah.
What about?
Well, I thought it was Vegeta, the English voice actor,
and Goku too. I think.
What about
Lucky Bastard?
Mark Hamill.
Mark? Nah, man. Like that's like the thing. Like, yeah. I don't look at them like, they did cool shit. Yeah, don't get me wrong. They played my favorite character, right? But I'm not going to go out of my way just to get an autograph from this guy.
I wouldn't pay for an autograph.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Me neither would I, yeah.
Hot Sauce did.
Yeah. He paid a lot of money.
See, that's
we won't say the exact amount, but he paid a pretty penny for all those pictures.
Well, I wouldn't do that.
But hey, that's his
but
thing.
But you'll build
that's
a skateboard.
Loves, yeah.
Yeah, I'll build an electric skateboard.
Everybody's got their thing.
That has its use, you know?
Yeah.
Not if you never use it.
I mean, if I build it, I would use it.
If you build it, they will come.
Yeah, exactly.
They will ride.
John, Why do we even have you on here?
It's a very good question. All the because you don't have anybody else.
Oh my god!
Nice.
You know, we're gonna take you to a Comic-Con one day, and we're gonna be like, look, it's, I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
When you know John, though, you know, there's not a lot of people he gets excited about.
No. Maybe that's a weird thing.
Hmm.
No, there's things that John likes. I just haven't been able to hit it on the head yet.
Yeah. Like the one thing that like you'll super geek out on and be like, oh my god.
That's a lot of anime, but like.
Yeah.
That's not real, though, so.
Yeah.
John's like, yeah.
You're right.
I guess that's why, but it makes sense. What about like Jon Snow? Would you pay $50 to meet Jon Snow?
To meet him, nah. See, that's the thing. I wouldn't pay to meet anybody. That's the thing. Like,
well, or did they take a picture? Like, where he's like, "Oh, hi, how you doing, man? Look, what's your name?"
I'll pay $50 to get an entrance into the entrance to do everything. Yes, because then that's when you're meeting. You're actually doing stuff like with that group of people. But like, I'm not gonna do it just because. Like, I'm not getting there. Oh, man.
I'm torn by it too because a lot of industries do this where they pay extra to get VIP service for certain things. Even in the music world where people go to shows, they'll pay VIP passes to go do meet and greets before to meet the bands and get autographs.
I could see that.
And a lot of bands make their money that way too.
Yeah.
And from the merch, but they're like meet and greets. They pay extra though. They pay pretty penny just to go meet those guys.
Yeah, but meet and greets aren't anything but, hi, how you doing? Let's take a picture. Oh, yeah, nice to see you. Autograph. Have a nice day.
But you paid like an extra $50 or $100 or $200, depending on the band. It could be $300 just to go do that.
Metallica. But that's basically
like
what
you did it with Metallica, for instance. That'd be like $500.
You just ruined like my idea of that now. Now I don't want to do that.
But that's basically what you do at a Comic-Con.
But basically you do that all day.
Oh, hey, how you doing? What's your name? Oh,
it's basically a meet and greet with everything.
What's going on? Blah, 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 blah. Let's take a picture.
But
bam.
The plus side on a concert, you actually get to hear the music live. That makes a difference too.
You're there.
What other service are they providing other than like, hey, how's it going? Like, you're this forced interaction. You know, it's not that. Maybe they're cool. Maybe they're not. But like, there's not an organic connection. You know what I'm saying? You're
not meeting them randomly on the street.
Yeah, like, exactly. Kind of yeah, like hey, what's up? You know.
But if you saw them randomly on the street, they probably wouldn't even stop and talk to you.
Well, then, fuck them.
It's true.
You like, know? Who's this bearded Middle Eastern guy
who's
over
this
here?
Bearded
He's a terrorist. He's a terrorist.
Whatever. Probably like, who is this good looking man?
Who's this guy with this fucking taco hat on?
Hey man, don't hate on my taco hat.
Taco.
That's funny. So, there we go, John.
There you go.
Got to be the opposite.
You know nothing, John.
You know
where's Hot Sauce at for this? He went to
see,
and he's like the main one who should be talking.
I know
about
he's
this,
been to these Comic Cons, and I guess we're gonna have to settle this.
Like I said, I don't see a point in like paying for an entrance fee to go see these guys, and then paying on top of that to take a picture with.
Well,
these
Well, do you have to pay to get into Comic Con? I don't think you have to pay to get into Comic Con.
Some you do, some you don't.
My friend,
some you do.
My friend, a friend of mine, the two friends of mine, they had to pay for Comic Con the entrance, and then they had to pay for taking pictures. And
so you're double paying. Like here, even the Realms Con, you have pay to go in. I think, if I'm not mistaken,
E3's like that.
It's like $10 though, isn't it?
No, it's like $50.
I think it's a little more. Yeah,
that's how RealmsCon is too. You pay $50,
dude. That's like dinner and a movie, bro. For you,
it's like dinner.
But okay, still, well let's see.
But still, at least if I do a dinner and a movie, keeping I'm getting real. Something out of it. You know?
No, you ain't. No, you ain't. You ain't getting nothing out of it. you probably like fucking shit the food out and you forget the movie, so it don't even count.
I get another prize later on.
At least maybe. Ain't no guarantees. Oh, the food hurt my stomach. Oh, I got gas.
I'm out of the mood. It's too late. We got.
Oh, I got too. I late. Got too drunk.
Oh man.
I can't. I'm sleepy.
Damn it.
I didn't take a bath.
Oh, man.
Oh my goodness. See. You get the autograph, it's always there for you. Like when Hot Sauce brings it every day.
Yeah, that autograph was $200 though.
Yeah.
So
he's making the most of it.
When are you ever gonna meet somebody like that again? Ever.
I'm right here, dude. You meet me all the time.
No, John, you're not worth.
You know nothing, John.
Dude, you know nothing, John Danger.
You're right. I'm worth like $1 million.
You ain't worth no $1 million.
You watch. I'm gonna doll be, hairs. You know what? I'm gonna star in a movie, and then I'm gonna have you meet all these people.
Porn does not
and
count.
You know what I'm gonna make you do?
B movies on Skinamax don't count.
You know what I'm gonna make you do? I'm gonna make you pay them to have pay them for autographs. That's all I'm gonna be. I'm gonna like, yeah, you could talk to these guys. That's no problem. That's free. You could hang out with me. But if you want an autograph, you gotta pay them. Would you do it?
Dang, that's John. Are you dreaming, John?
Dude, I'm gonna be somewhere sometime.
You'll be somewhere sometime, but you ain't gonna be in movies.
Dude, you watch. I'm gonna be in a movie.
No, this is where it starts, right? I'm like, you ain't ever going to be in a movie. He's going to go home and start fucking acting and shit.
You watch.
He's going to be standing in front of the mirror like,
I'm going to be the next star. Are you talking
to me?
Too.
Are you talking to me?
He's going
to
be A2 Brute.
You watch. You watch, you naysayers.
We just keep laughing.
The rest is history.
This could be like a movie where like you pan on John's face and he's like all mad, and you pan on me and you were like, and they pan on John's face and he squints his eyes, and we're just like, and just keep laughing.
I'm gonna be in like,
we should actually do that video right now.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe later.
Yeah. But yeah, like I don't, like I said, I don't see the like, yeah, these guys are cool and yeah, they're in a movie, but I mean, acting's not that hard, honestly. You just gotta look good, and you could fake. As I mean,
wow.
There's a bunch of people who are good at faking. Wow. I mean, that's all I'm gonna say.
You're putting your foot in your mouth bad on this one.
I'm getting frustrated.
You had me at hello. Now you had me at. I could understand, but when he said it's not that hard to act, that's like saying it's not that hard to play like professional football.
Dude, it's not.
Moving on.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
I'm heated. Stop it. I'm heated. We gotta change up this subject.
Drink your pineapple soda, okay?
It's already y'all drank.
Okay, yeah. So New Mutants is coming out pretty soon. Mm-hmm. And they said it's gonna be a horror movie. I don't know. And a comic book. They're like X-Men. The New Mutants are like X-Men.
It's
but
X-Men horror
it's going to be a horror movie.
I don't know what to think about that.
And they're not going to wear superhero costumes.
So who are the New Mutants?
It's going to be like Richter. People. It's basically a lot of the X-Force characters. Wolf's Bane.
Okay.
Yeah. Shatterstar.
Is Deadpool in it?
No.
He's part of X-Force though, right?
Sometimes. He goes in and out.
Okay.
Yeah.
The back door.
That's what she said.
He goes in and out of the back door.
Doo-doo-tsh.
Sometimes he gets brown on him.
How now, brown cow?
How now, brown cow?
Man, we're having too much fun tonight.
Yeah. Way too much fun.
So, supposedly, they're like in a facility that they're trying to escape from. That's why it's like a horror movie.
Okay.
I mean, I guess I could see that, but
are they gonna make it like Saw or something?
I don't know.
I can't see it.
Who goes and watches a superhero movie?
It's horror, yeah. I don't.
Who watches a superhero movie?
I don't.
For horror?
Yeah.
Said nobody. I mean, they could make an interesting turn or twist. It could be kind of cool. I mean, it's different, but.
But these guys have superpowers on top of that, so like it doesn't make sense.
That horror, yeah.
Like, oh. They can't defend themselves. Man, that chick's a wolf. That dude's a wolf. He's in a. All he has to do is train. Oh my god.
So maybe they're gonna try to do like an old school like monsters where you get Dracula and the wolf. What's up, Facebook peeps?
I'm looking at some of the cast right now.
John's researching right now.
Macy Williams is gonna be.
Yeah.
Rain Sinclair. Who's that?
Wolfsbane.
So she's gonna be Wolfsbane. Oh, yeah.
I think her character and somebody else are supposed to be lesbians in that show.
Okay.
Supposedly. Remember reading something about
that. Is that interesting? Can you get down on that?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, okay.
I can totally dig that.
Can you get down on lesbians, John?
No, because they're lesbians.
Just pretend you're a lesbian.
You can't. I have something that they're not interested in.
The back door?
Rosario Dawson's rumored to be in there.
Yeah, who's she going to play?
Cecilia Reyes.
What's her... character.
That's her ongoing character from all the Marvel, isn't it?
No. If she gets that role, I've read that it'll be the first. She'll be the first one to be two different roles? Characters in the Marvel universe. Yeah, because she's going to be the nurse chick.
Huh.
No, she
wouldn't be the first character.
Chris Evans.
Yeah, Chris Evans is the one.
No, they mean in the MCU.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Well, splitting hairs now. Splitting hairs.
Chris Evans has been like three. No, not even that. We could even say, what's his face? Cumberbatch. Benedict.
Oh, yeah.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
He had a voiceover in the...
Yeah. He's been two people.
Technically true.
Yeah.
And then the dude playing Cable and Thanos.
Yeah.
There you go.
So it's not the first time.
Maybe they mean like the TV show.
Maybe two live
and the movie.
I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
Or I think they said it'll be the first time that they're in two Marvel things that are reoccurring. But no, that would be like Brosnan too.
It'd be like
they said something like that. Stop getting technical. Horror movie and New Mutants. Does it work?
No.
It doesn't sound like it would work, but
I don't
knows?
Think so.
No way, no how.
I'm open to the idea.
What if they did it like the way Resident Evil is supposed to be, where like they're in like a mansion like that, but they're trying to escape, but instead of guns, they have superpowers.
Nah, that's dumb.
No, okay.
I think the way
they
have
superpowers, they can just blast their way through.
This is how I would have to see it. Was like they're badass mutants in the very beginning, right? They're still the group of, you know, X-Force. Then what ends up happening is somehow they get into like a facility that takes their powers out completely.
It makes them like regular people.
Yeah, and then they get chased over with mutants. Then, yeah, I could see that being scary, but then their powers...
And then they got to go around and find like...
But then it becomes a regular horror movie.
Yeah, then it just becomes a regular horror movie at that point.
Then they got to go find like the one gun and get like three rounds and then like save it. And
then they run away from the car that's actually running, you know, stuff like that.
They get their long gun and they got to leave through the back door.
Yeah, the back door entrance.
That long back door.
There you go, yeah. That makes a lot of sense. I don't think it's going to work.
I don't think so either.
I'm curious to see how they would pull it off, but I don't. Doesn't sound like it would have much to stand on.
So, are you tired of directors or writers that are coming in and thinking like, you know what, this has always been my idea to do this.
You know what?
So let me just do it my way.
The Marvel Universe MCU has actually been doing everything right. So I mean, we can't hate on them if they make one bad movie.
But remember, the New Mutants doesn't fall under the MCU because it's Fox.
Oh, they got their own shit. Well, I mean, we've been harping on DC or Warner Brothers for making it their way instead of letting the directors do it their way. So
we kind of harped on Fox for doing that to Wolverine Origins, too.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic Four.
I mean, Fox ain't really that... Fox with their X-Men movies aren't that far away from
DC
movies.
They're actually stepping it up.
They're better. They're enjoyable.
Yeah,
but
each one's gotten better.
They could definitely do better. Like they're way behind the curve.
Definitely
not as bad as DC or Warner Brothers, but still pretty behind.
Yeah. Oh, DC just take the cake, bro.
Yeah,
for sucking the
mint chocolate chip cake.
Sucking the duke.
Who likes mint chocolate chip?
Sucking
cakes
the
anyway?
Vader head. You can say that.
Sucking the
Vader helmet.
The chrome dome.
That's a good one. Because I looked at your Vader helmet and I was like, that looks like a penis on his head.
Why are you looking at my Vader helmet for?
Dude, not the one.
It's
not
big
that
and black.
One. Not that one, the other one. It's on your shelf.
So speaking of Vader helmets, we got some Star Wars news.
Dan, you got me looking at it too now.
Why is everybody looking at my Vader helmet for?
Dude, look at the Yoda instead. It's like a palate cleanser, right? The Yoda cup to your left. He's wearing.
Oh, something. There you
You're
are!
Looking at that Vader head. That Vader head right there.
No, that's an disfigured Vader head.
That's how it's supposed to be, bro. He's got makeup on his eyes.
That was the original one. Today, wiped over him and put Christian. Hayden Christensen in there.
There you go.
Hayden Christensen.
Hayden Christensen.
Oh man, that guy gets so much hate. Anyways,
he does.
Let's talk about Star Wars news.
Snoke. Yeah. Supreme Commander Snoke.
Supreme Leader.
Oh my God. You guys and everything has to be right. Supreme Leader Snoke. You know he's supposed to have like a big ass ring.
That's like saying the Super K.
Or Super Dragon Ball. Saiyan.
Yeah, they go to Super K's planet.
You could say
the Supreme K.
Oh, Supreme Kai. Kai.
Or go to the Supreme Pizza planet. No, that's wrong.
Pizza.
What? Swimming trunks? Is it?
Right? I get what you're saying. Okay.
Sure. Susu bean.
What's a Gaku?
Shoshu bean. Right.
Sensu. That one bean that makes.
I know what it's called. Jamcha. What's Damcha?
Damcha.
Right. Ten.
Yeah.
Anyways. Right.
The guy with the eyeball. Ten. And that's
ten. Okay.
Volva. See.
Woo!
See, I could do it all day.
Dude, I'm not getting mad about it. I'm actually loving these.
Pistachio.
Who would that be? Hold on. Pistachio. Oh, Piccolo.
Pick your hole.
See, there you go.
Vegetables.
Right? Vegeta.
Vegetables.
Okay. Keep on. I'm having fun with these.
Right. The Great Saber Man.
Great Saber
Man. The Great Saber Man. Right? What's his name?
Savy Man,
right? That's his name.
Mm-hmm. Okay, back to the subject. Ed,
rats, ratsits,
ratatat, ratatat. That's a good one.
Freezer, freezer and cooler.
The freezer. Ooh, speaking of
the freezer.
Speaking of a certain freezer.
Ooh, we're gonna go ahead and just start on Dragon Ball.
We're not gonna talk about that.
certain freezer's coming back.
Did you see that?
Yes, I saw.
Dude, what do you think about it?
Kind of awesome,
dude.
I don't know how
I feel about it.
We don't have any Dragon Ball slated.
Leaked a while back
tonight.
Though that he was going to come back.
Yeah, they did say that for like the past three.
We
weeks.
Have no Dragon Ball slated tonight.
Nope. it's already on.
It's a yeah.
I could just turn your mics down and talk by myself.
Okay, Goku versus Superman. Let's go.
Hell no!
Come on.
That's John's line.
It's supposed to be Superman. Superman's in.
All right, so get back to Star Wars news.
All right, back to
we can't talk about Dragon Ball until Steven shows up.
Oh, man.
If he freaking ever shows up. Come on, Steve-O, we miss you, man.
In case y'all haven't noticed, Steven's not here again.
M.I.A.
M.I.A.,
yeah. Maybe next week.
We miss you, bro.
We do miss you, bro. We don't have no bro time. You want another drink, don't you, John?
Huh?
You want another pineapple soda?
No, I'm good.
He's trying to fidget with something, but he can't figure out what he wants to fidget with.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm trying. Gil knows me so well already.
Okay, Star Wars news.
Okay, Star Wars. The Snoke thing.
Mark Hamill said.
We didn't continue on the Snoke thing first.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me about Snoke.
Well, apparently that Snoke is not human. He's humanoid.
I already knew that, though.
It was in the book, but that
he could be Darth Plagueis, and because he's not a human.
He's supposed to.
You may have not known that, but maybe our audience at home does not know that.
Like a lot of money, like.
But anyways,
he's supposed to be known for like being wealthy.
He is.
Yeah. Like I said, he had a big ass ring on his finger. He has a gold robe.
He's got a gold robe. Yeah, his Lego figure looked like kind of cool.
Yeah.
I haven't seen his Lego figure.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the cool.
They said there's no confirmation that he's like super, super tall because Lego pinned him as like a regular sized dude.
Well, it should have made him like Yoda, real tiny.
Yeah.
He's a big ass thing in the hologram.
Yeah.
Did you say he's a Lego sized dude?
No, regular size dude. But then they were saying that they did that for Chewbacca and Darth Vader, and Vader was like 8 feet tall or something like that.
Bless you.
Thank you.
I think the most interesting story that came out was that Mark Hamill told the director, Rian Johnson, that he fundamentally disagreed with everything that he wrote pertaining to Luke Skywalker, his character in the movie.
Completely opposed everything he thought about.
And then he went and said it's his job to act, so he went and portrayed the vision that Rian Johnson wrote. But does that kind of worry you?
It does, but I mean, didn't he also have some disagreements with George Lucas on certain things, too?
I always thought the only one that had disagreements with George Lucas was Harrison Ford.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know, man.
I mean, the actor trying to rewrite the story sometimes isn't always the best thing.
But don't you think Mark Hamill would be the best person to know Luke Skywalker?
He is Luke Skywalker.
He knows his character very well.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, yes.
A new story has been written for him already, though.
So, how would you feel if this director just came and then turned Luke totally the way that he's never been portrayed in ever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But would you have a problem with it?
I would have a problem with it, but isn't that what they're going for?
But okay, but do you have a problem with that?
I would, yeah.
I believe that Star Wars should go exactly the way you expect it to go because it's Star Wars and that's how it's made.
It's supposed to be made predictable.
Correct.
Yeah.
So to take Luke Skywalker, who's the shining example of the new Jedi Order, who's like, you know, this hero that's finally matured to the point where he's like all there is for a Jedi, to turn around and be like bad or cruel or something, that would kind of like that make twist. Me upset.
Yeah. So what are you going to make? Either you kill him or you make him a bad guy. What are they going to do?
They could make him a bad guy and kill him.
Yeah.
If they kill him...
So be just basically what happened with Vader?
If they kill Luke, I'd probably be... I might be done with Star Wars. Mm. Maybe.
That's going
forward.
But isn't it kind of like... maybe the writing might be on the wall that they're going to kill him anyways and make him a Force ghost?
If they do that, I'll be done with Star Wars.
Yeah, I think that'd be stupid, honestly.
Because these are your icons. Like this, I mean,
they kill Han already.
This isn't Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Like I'm sorry, but it's not. It was never written.
They're all dropping like flies.
It's written based off of the traditional, you know, hero.
Good guys versus bad guys.
Yeah, that goes through his crucible and emerges as victorious and lives happily ever after or whatever. It's based on that, on that type of hero. So to go and just kind of change it would be disturbing.
Yeah. Not only that, like, sense of disturbance in the Force. Already have, like in the Legends, they have, like, Luke Skywalker, this, like, portrayed as a super omega, like, bad guy. And, like, you can't, like, undo that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I feel like...
So he's untouchable?
Yeah, like, he can't be messed with. Like, you need to have him, like, the way he's portrayed. You can't change... Like, you can't make him, like, be all timid and stuff like that. I could understand for you can't make him like that, you know?
I guess you could say it's kind of like the way they've... Right now, I don't know if you follow or following comic books right now, Gil or John that are in here or even people listening, but... Captain America is like a...
He's a Hydra.
He's a Hydra agent.
He's the leader of Hydra now.
He's always...
Like, they were saying that supposedly he's always been like that.
So a lot of people are upset about it.
Crazy. Yeah, a lot. Yes. Totally changed his character up.
And it would be... To me, it would be like that, except with the comic books, you can just change it later. Yeah. And just like when they killed Captain America and he came back.
Yeah.
You can't do that with Star Wars. It's that story that has an ending in it.
Yeah, there's no alternate realities. Correct. There's just the
Star Wars reality.
Yeah.
And you have one shot, and if they do something like that, I guarantee you, you're gonna alienate a lot of people. Not just that, but
there's gonna be so much backlash.
And a lot of your core fandom right now are young children because. They're growing up with it.
Yeah, for sure.
So to kill a Luke Skywalker off and just be like, oh, sorry, he's dead. Now it's Rey. I don't think a lot of little kids would be, you know, you'd have parents that would be upset. You'd have kids.
A whole lot of parents that would be upset.
For every trilogy, though, they have that main good guy, that main star. Like, I mean, the original trilogy was Luke. The prequels was Anakin.
I would say it's more Obi-Wan than anything, honestly.
Okay. Can go with that. And then this new trilogy, who's your main good guy? Who's going to be your main star?
So who was the bad guy in the last episode 3?
In episode 3?
You can't say...
It was the Emperor, bro.
Palpatine was
the
Master Palpatine.
And then at the very end, Anakin. But he's not the antagonist until the last 15 minutes of the movie.
He still becomes the antagonist.
But he's supposed to.
Yeah,
exactly.
Whenever George Lucas wrote it, initially, it was supposed to be the story of Darth Vader from a child to his rise, to his fall, to his redemption.
Yeah.
It's a classic story.
Yeah.
Luke is meant to be, like, all that is good going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And the redeemer of the father. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
So then that's why George Lucas always said, oh, there's not no... You know, 7, 8, 9. Although I saw a video on YouTube where he did an interview, like in a magazine back in the 70s, late 70s, maybe early 80s. And he had said, you know, I have 7, 8, and 9 ready to, like, I have a 7, 8, and 9 that I'm working on. So he meant for it to go more, but it was going to be the adventures of Luke Skywalker. You know, the death of Darth Vader was a jumping off point for this ultra hero for the ages.
I think it should have been, though. Honestly, like, it should have been.
But that probably wouldn't have worked in this day and age as far as modern, in our modernized way of doing things.
It does
work.
They
change stuff up.
It does. You know why it works?
You make them all goody tissues in the 7, 8, 9?
You can, because it's fantasy.
Exactly.
And everybody that watches Star Wars understands that they've accepted the fact that it's not real.
Exactly.
And I think that's why some people have a hard time holding on to, like, some of the other movies, like Superman and Batman. Now is because now they're trying to make them,
they want everybody dark,
real and dark. Yeah.
Exactly.
But the problem is once you start doing that, then you have rules.
Yeah, exactly.
And these are the rules that the world works. So you can't blow up a car with the Batmobile and not kill people.
Exactly.
But Batman doesn't kill.
Exactly. You know? And that was a big thing too. Like, boom.
Or in Superman, whenever Zod had those hostages and Superman had to kill him.
He was forced to.
You know what I mean? Like I liked it because he was faced with a real dilemma, but he only had to do that because they set it in the confines of the reality now that we know, instead of saying it like in a fantasy. Yeah. So
good point.
That's why Star Wars works. Everyone that goes into Star Wars knows, oh, this is a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Exactly. So it's already been written, you know? And people understand that, so I think that's why it works. What do you think, John? What do you think that's why it works? Or?
You blew my mind with that answer so well. Like, I can't say anything else other than what you already said.
Bam.
Exactly.
Salt bay it. Sprinkle that salt. But yeah, I mean, I would be and I know you said it's a bold statement because you look around here and I have Star Wars everywhere, but.
Yeah.
Going forward, sure. I probably would not be as into it. And like we said earlier about directors that are like, oh, let me take this and make what I want out of it.
I
think that, to me, there are rules when you write a Star Wars movie, and it's like, oh, we can batter Luke, you know, we can break him, we can kill Han Solo, we can kill Princess Leia, but you can't mess with Luke.
Yeah.
Like, you can't kill him. You can chop his hand off. You can beat him. You can have him sad and broken. Mm-hmm. But
turn
to the dark side. But when he's always going to, you always know he's going to end up good. Mm-hmm. And when it, you know, like I said, this isn't Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones, it was written like that from the very beginning. You understood nobody is safe.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas Star Wars has built up this icon in Luke Skywalker.
A whole lot.
Since 1977, bro. Yeah. So you're talking about 40 years.
Long time.
He's on everything. He's on.
He's the guy.
Yeah, I mean, even in the 40th anniversary, the symbol for it is from the original poster where with Luke holding the lightsaber and Princess Leia on his leg. Like, who's holding that lightsaber? Like, Princess Leia is on his leg.
Yeah.
Who's standing up? Yeah, exactly. Who's standing up straight? It's him.
Yeah.
You know, that's, to me, that's like untouchable.
Between Vader and Luke, though, do you think who's the bigger, more iconic of the two?
Darth Vader is iconic because he's bad. Mm-hmm. People gravitate towards the bad.
Yeah.
But everyone's a Darth Vader fan, but no one's an Anakin fan.
True.
When has anyone ever come up and been like, oh, I'm an Anakin Skywalker fan?
And he's my favorite.
Exactly. No, it's Darth Vader.
Yeah.
You know, it's Darth Maul. It's Darth. You know, that's what people, even, they want that strength and that, like, look at Kylo Ren. People are like, hey, he's whiny.
He is pretty whiny. But I mean, that's just,
but he can stop a laser bolt in midair.
True.
And you never seen that before.
True.
Oh, shit.
Read people's minds, make them faint. You know, he's pretty legit. He just
throws tantrums.
But you got to look at why. Like, you know, he had parent issues, and then he went and learned all this stuff. And we don't know what happened with Luke, but I'm sure he was. Yeah. You know, you're the nephew.
We'll
and you're
know soon.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Your uncle is the head of the Jedi Academy. Mm-hmm. You're his prodigy. You're the next Skywalker. I mean, you're a Solo, but you have that Skywalker blood.
Yeah.
You know what happens when you run into a kid that better at using the Force than you. You know, who knows if that's what it is. He had a lot of pressure and. He probably didn't know how to handle it and threw little temper tantrums because things don't happen the way he wants them to. You know, Luke was whiny.
Yeah, it's, he was
first real whiny. Anakin was whiny.
Yeah, they all were.
I mean, come on, that's like a Skywalker trait. to be whiny, you know what I mean?
Aww.
Which is, now that you say that, Rey's not really whiny.
Yeah, she's not. And she was around the same age as Luke was mm-hmm. when we saw him. Interesting. Never thought about that.
So she's not a Skywalker.
Yeah, she still could be a Skywalker.
Well, speaking of her, there was that one rumor that she's Anakin reincarnated, that article that we had posted a while back.
I saw that.
I don't really buy into that one, personally.
No, that's dumb.
That she's reincarnation of Anakin.
They have Force ghosts, for crying out loud.
That's what I'm saying, too. But then like they say when she has his blue lightsaber that it connected with her better than anybody, like it did with Anakin, because...
Man, at that point, it's
Anakin
just
built it, and not like Luke never truly connected with that lightsaber because Anakin originally built it, while she connected to that lightsaber. Like if she were Anakin.
I always just
like that's a theory.
What I always go back to when it comes to the lightsaber is, I just always remember Maz Kanata telling her, "That's Luke's lightsaber, and it belonged to his father before him." And now it calls out to you.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, like for people that argue about what her lineage is, like if it's Luke, I mean, she just says it right there. It was Luke's lightsaber. Look at the order she says it in. It was Luke's lightsaber. That lightsaber belonged to Luke and to his father before him. And now it calls out to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way that the order that it's saying is it's family.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't she say, "Oh, that was Luke's dad's, and it was his, and now it wants you"? Like, but it's just the way she says it. Yeah, makes me believe that, you know, she is a Skywalker. And then, like, I was watching The Force Awakens today when I was eating dinner, and it was on, and just when Princess Leia hugs her when they come back after Han Solo's dead, it's like, why is she hugging her like that? Like, why is it impacting her so much? What's so important that when J.J. Abrams wrote it, he left out Chewbacca hugging Leia. Yeah. Was it because it was more important for him to show her connect with Rey? And if that was important, then why?
But the thing about it is, like, Rey has no recollection of, like, who she is.
She only has, like, little glimpses, like, she'll
and then on top of that, you would think that, you know, Solo would like recognize her like that too, you know?
Indiana Jones.
Go back and watch it. Have you seen The Force Awakens yet?
You already know the answer to that.
Oh. Okay.
You need to watch it.
Have you seen any Star Wars movie?
You need to watch it because there's little hints in there. You've seen it.
Yes.
How many times does Harrison Ford or, you know, Han Solo look at her like oddly, like at least 3 or 4.
Yeah, like he's like, hmm.
Yeah, like, like you see him, he does that.
It's like she's doing stuff a little like
Chewie does it.
Yeah.
You know, like it's like everybody knows, it's like a big secret, but everybody seems to know.
But why don't they come out with it then?
I don't know.
It's a secret.
You know, she was hidden. She was put on that planet for a reason. Somebody put her there and hit her.
Which you think is Luke that dumped her off there for her own protection?
I don't think it was Luke that dumped her off there, because when Maz Kanata talks to her, it's like she already knows what's going on. Because it's interesting, because in that scene, when Rey leaves the table and it's just Han Solo and Maz Kanata, she asks him, "Who's the girl?"
And then they cut off.
And then they go to the scene where she's talking to Finn.
Yeah.
And then from there, it goes to her going downstairs
to
that room where she finds the lightsaber. And when she touches it, she has the flashback where she sees all of those things that happen. You know, she sees Cloud City.
Mm-hmm.
She sees Luke at the Jedi Temple where it's burning. She sees Kylo Ren killing people at the Jedi Temple. Mm-hmm. If you look in the background, when the lightning flashes, you can see the temple there.
Mm. And then you hear a mixture of Alec Guinness.
And you hear Yoda's voice. You hear Obi-Wan, yes, talking. You know, he even says her name. And so right after that, then Maz Kanata shows up. She's not mad that she took she actually wants to give her the lightsaber, and she tells her, you know, "I'm no Jedi, but I know the Force," and starts telling her about it. It's like what Han Solo told her who she was, or she figured it out.
So I have a feeling that we'll probably see the continuation of that scene in this coming movie where she's talking to Han. Which would kind of be interesting if they do do
like
that.
Like a flashback?
Yeah, like where right after where says who she is, and she explains it, and we actually get to see that scene in episode 8.
Yeah. And I mean, cool. It all connects to like when people say that that she learned the Force when she was fighting. It's interesting because when Maz Kanata tells her about the Force, and she's like, oh, you know, the Force, exactly like what Yoda says, it surrounds us, it penetrates people, it binds us. And so whenever she's fighting Kylo Ren and he's got her backed up to the thing, and he's like, I can, you need a teacher, I can teach you, show you the ways of the Force. Mm-hmm. She remembers, she's like, the Force. And then she closes her eyes because that's what Maz Kanata tells her to do.
Yeah.
You know, close your eyes. And then she feels it. And
she gets all badass all of a sudden.
And Skywalkers are very
quick learners.
Quick learners, and they're very strong in the Force. Yes. It does come really naturally. I mean, think about New Hope. Luke doesn't know how to use the Force.
Yeah.
He goes with Obi-Wan on the Millennium Falcon, and he's doing the lightsaber stuff, and that's really all the instruction that Obi-Wan gives him.
Not a lot.
From there, you know, he's able to use the Force to blow up the Death Star. How is that any different?
Use the Force, Luke.
You know, so the hints are there. You got to see it. If you see it, you'll understand what we're talking about.
Okay. It's a good movie, just in general. Even if you're not, we're in a Star Wars.
I can
fan.
Watch
it's a good movie.
That's when I know that I can, when it's a good. Like I was talking the other day at work, they were showing Jurassic World, and I was like, I can, you know, this movie's cool, but I can't watch it every day. Like every time it's on. But The Force Awakens, no matter what part, what scene it's on, I could always watch it.
It was just well done.
I was very happy with it.
I agree.
I try not to look at too many of the spoilers because
Rogue One.
Rogue One. Did you see Rogue One yet?
Wow.
I lent you Tombstone. Did you ever watch it?
No. I haven't given it back.
Dude, you gotta watch Tombstone, bro.
Okay. Yeah,
that's a badass movie.
You should make them after that watch Young Guns 1 and 2.
You ever seen Young Guns?
No.
Okay, that was
all those Western badass movies. And then probably the one with Clint Eastwood.
Unforgiven.
Unforgiven's another good one.
Dude, that's a good movie.
And then The Good, the Bad, and Ugly. The Ugly.
That's kind of old.
It's Westerns, come on.
I mean, it's good, but it's old school, yeah.
I do Blazing Saddles, too, for fun.
Blazing Saddles.
I've seen Blazing Saddles.
But yeah, if they do something weird, I'm not going to be happy, so.
You're not about it.
Not, yeah.
No,
we're going to get that huge twist, so we'll see what that twist is.
Yep.
The biggest twist of history.
It's coming December.
So we talked about DC earlier. Wonder Woman's coming out. I've seen two reviews. I saw a review from Epic Stream that said that it was worse than Batman vs. Superman.
Oh, shit.
And then MovieWeb, which we get a lot of our stories from for the podcast, for topics, stated that they finally hit. DC finally hit a great movie. So that's kind of worrisome because usually there's not a lot. If it's really good, they're it's all good, and you got few detractors, but it's rare that you get like a split like that.
Is it going to be one of those love it or hate it kind of movies?
It probably is.
Maybe one of those 50-50.
John, you were saying that you don't really see anything big happening with it, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
That's okay. Did you want one of those candies or what?
I was just seeing what you had.
Oh. I got super distracted.
But Wonder Woman.
Yes.
What makes you think that it's not going to be that good?
She's going to hop in her invisible jet and fly away. She doesn't have an invisible jet.
Anymore. I'm just not. I don't know. Something about Wonder Woman just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
I even saw the cartoon, the DC one where, you know, the one that's set now and she fights Ares. And
yeah.
I saw people arguing about that she can beat Superman because she has magic and Superman's very susceptible to magic, and I'm just like, I haven't seen enough of Wonder Woman to really care.
Yeah, exactly. Not only that, she doesn't have, like, a whole lot of exposure, like how you said you haven't seen enough of her. But, like, I don't know, it's just, like, how can I say it? Oh, that's going to be the hard part.
It's not a character that interests you very much?
Yeah, and maybe it's because it is, like, a woman. Like, she is a woman, and that's probably sounds super sexist, and I'll probably get a lot of flack for it, but, like, like, I don't know, she doesn't intrigue me, you know what I'm saying? She's not doing cool badass stuff, you know?
She doesn't intrigue me either, but I don't think it, I think it's easy to say that it's because she's a woman, because it's kind of hard to put your finger on what it really is.
I mean, and then like Underworld, that chick was cool. Oh. She was a super badass. And like,
well, we just finished talking about Rey in Star Wars, and she works. So, yeah.
So can Wonder Woman carry a whole movie by herself?
We're about to find out, I guess. Mm-hmm. See if she can hold water.
I don't know. It's, it's. I mean, she.
Same thing with Aquaman. I mean, that
I guess. I guess I get what you're saying because she. It's not like like Jessica Jones, or Power Girl, or Captain Marvel. Like, she's wearing like a skirt.
Yeah.
Like a little skirt with some underwear and a shield.
Amazonian badass chick.
She looks like she's going out to the club. Actually, her little getup looks like a club getup. If it was like different colors, she got a headband on. I guess it's she doesn't really look the part. I guess to say, as far as the costume goes, but. I think it has more to do with
like development.
And
her, come down to the right.
The way her character is, her character doesn't. We were talking about all the movies are trying to go with today, like what fits in with today with realism and stuff like that.
Why don't they just try to copy the first Captain America movie because they went back in the past without?
Supposedly, that's what they said it's like.
What? Which I personally didn't. Yeah. I liked the first Captain America movie, and it was slow, but I didn't mind it so much personally.
I hated the first Captain America.
Wasn't as much action, but it was still a good movie just by itself.
Threw a little fit because he was a super soldier, and he was just not even in the heat of the battle until
he was dancing with the chicks.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't feeling that too much.
I mean, but that's how it's written.
Yeah, it's product of its time.
I think it's. I will say that I think Wonder Woman is a hard sell.
Very hard sell.
And it's hard to capture it and put it on the screen and make it work. I mean, look at Black Widow.
I was about to say, if we brought Black Widow, have her own movie. I don't think you can. But it wouldn't probably be...
It'd be more of a different genre. It'd be more like an espionage type deal.
Yeah,
you know?
It would have to, but... I mean, we'll see. I don't think they should have set the Wonder Woman story... so far in the past. I think it goes way too far back.
I think if anything, they should have gotten the movie. Like, they should have definitely thought this out through because they just seem like they're throwing movie after movie after movie. And it's like strike after strike after strike. But like, I think that should have been one of the first movies that they did besides Batman. Or, you know, besides Superman. Besides even before Batman versus Superman. That should have been one of the first movies that they should have done. Period. Like, Wonder Woman's coming out. It would have had everybody been like, you know? Like, that's what they should have done. Instead of just being like, okay, we're going to release Superman. Superman 2. No, not Superman 2. Batman versus Superman. And then now Wonder Woman. It doesn't make sense.
You know? Then you got the Justice League. And then after Justice League, then you're going to have...
A Flash movie.
A Flash movie, an Aquaman movie.
Everything's so ass-backwards. It is. That's the messed up part about it. They don't understand. Like, people see it like that. But they just think, oh, we're going to make more money off of these guys that are going to the movies.
I'll tell you one thing that they've done that we haven't... I know we talk about DC quite a bit on this aspect, and I feel kind of bad because if we have DC fan listeners on there, we don't... hate them. We're frustrated because we want good movies on both. It's like Sony, like being a PlayStation fan and an Xbox fan. You know, competition makes best for both.
Like, we benefit off of it. Like, correct. Who benefits off of it? The
gamers
do.
And there's really nothing, you know, Nintendo Marvel is...
Nintendo's awesome.
It's like the MCU, Marvel Cinematic Universe, is running their own race, is basically what it's like.
Yeah.
And DC's just in the kiddie pool.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
and, even though they're the darker ones.
And the pressure that DC puts on themselves, think about it this way, is they have to have a hit. And that's what their problem is. Because... the way Marvel did it, where you have Captain America, so you had the first Avenger, and you know it definitely doesn't rank anywhere near Winter Soldier, which was the second one.
Winter Soldier, Winter's the third.
Correct, but you forgive the first Avenger because you're like, I understand this is the origin story, so we can stomach that. And then part two came out and it was bomb.
Yeah,
and then after Winter Soldier, they had the Avengers before Winter Soldier.
It was, they had the first Avengers before Winter Soldier.
Okay. So you knew you were going to get the Avengers movie. So even though you're like, this movie kind of sucks, the Avengers is coming up, and that should be bomb. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Same thing with Iron Man. Iron Man 1 was good. Iron Man 2 and Iron Man 3 was, you know what I mean? Yeah. But in between there, you had the Avengers. And when you see Iron Man in, like, Civil War, you know, Age of Ultron, you're like, man, this is pretty sweet.
That's forgivable, yeah.
It's forgivable. They don't have to have a hit every movie. They can have one bad one in the in the character series, and people forgive it because when you get them all together, you know it's money.
Badass.
Yeah. You know, it's okay because once they all get in the Avengers, it's bomb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't, like, Justice League is doing it so ridiculously backwards. It's like Wonder Woman has to hit.
It has to.
Justice League has to hit regardless. So if Wonder Woman bombs, Justice League has to hit. If Wonder Woman hits, Justice League has to hit.
Because
if Justice League doesn't hit, then you're screwed.
Exactly. And that's because it's been rewritten twice, right?
So after Justice League comes, say you have two hits by then, or Justice League is just a huge hit by itself. If Justice League kills it, you're going to forget if Wonder Woman sucked. You're going to forget.
No, yeah. It's going to forgive. Memory,
But
it's going to forgive what? Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
It'll forgive Wonder Woman as well.
But now you have the pressure of following up a big hit.
With Flash?
No, Aquaman. With Flash and Aquaman. And if those don't hit, now you're back to having to find a hit for the next Justice League movie.
Exactly.
Whereas if you would have built
Batman
it up,
would be out by then.
If you would have built it up, Justice League would know Justice League was going to be a super phenomenal hit.
Exactly. Even the same thing with Suicide Squad. That was just like rushed, and everybody's we got to get this movie out.
Well, that's because they did last minute changes because of Batman versus Superman.
Exactly.
They rushed to change it because they thought it was going to be bad.
The problem with DC though. But the way they're doing is there's no reset button.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They have to, after Justice League, they have to get Man of Steel 2 out. They got to get the next Batman out.
Yep.
They got to get Flash out. They got to get
Aquaman.
They're going to have to get the Green Lantern Corps out.
Oh, man.
They're going to have to get, I don't know, I don't think they'll do a Cyborg, but you have to get those five movies out before the next Justice League.
And then on top of that, you have to do maybe like some more side stuff. They decide like to Teen Titans.
And a Wonder Woman 2.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get a Wonder Woman 2 out before the next Justice League. So you have
six
movies that you have to hit on so that you don't go into a Justice League flat-footed. And then once that second Justice League movie comes out, if you've done all of this correct, then you'll be on par with Marvel. Which is really stupid because if they would have just started off in the first place, they would, you know, you're looking at 2020 before they catch up to Marvel.
Yeah. If that.
And Marvel's already been doing it for 10 years, if longer than 10 years now, right?
Yeah.
Since 07?
Okay, so 10 years they've been doing it. So you're behind already. You're barely going to hit your stride when Marvel's working on phase four.
2020 be phase four.
Damn.
You know, so if it's about money, you're doing it wrong. You're stupid. If it's about making your fans happy, which we know that's not what it's about, because they've already fucked that up. Yeah. You're stupid. Yeah. You know what's crazy is
they did all that shit right, it would have been about the money. Mm-hmm. Like they don't think it like that. They're just like, okay, these guys are expendable pretty much. We'll just, you know, have a reset button. They think that, but I mean, you make enough shit, and I mean,
it's like I said before, it's like a race. Marvel is running their own race, and DC's not even trying. They're trying to catch up, but they're not even on the same playing field, the same road. They're running a race somewhere else. Whereas if they just started, you know, they can't now they're screwed. But if they would have just started, even though they would have been behind, at some point they would have caught up, or they would have started raking in the money to where they didn't care if they were behind.
Yeah.
Because now they're not matching Marvel. That's what it is. To them, it's all about matching Marvel.
Yeah.
Stop trying to match Marvel and just do DC.
Yeah, stop doing a pissing contest, dude.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because there's enough money for everybody to go. They haven't realized that there's no really true winner. Even, I keep comparing it to the video game systems, but there isn't. It doesn't matter. PlayStation won it first. PlayStation 2, then Xbox One, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that was weird.
It turned on. Yeah.
Then, oh, nice.
Xbox One on, yeah. Then Xbox One, then
PlayStation.
Then now PlayStation's on it on top again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there is really no winner because everyone, you're still selling Xboxes, you're still selling PlayStations, you're still selling games.
Still getting their money.
People, they're still getting. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter who who wins and who loses. You know, we should be the winners.
The fans are the ones that win.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And so that's the problem with DC. Just
can't do it justice.
In a nutshell. Now you have Fox coming out with Venomverse.
Yeah.
So tell us about the Venomverse.
Well, Fox isn't doing it. It's just the comic books themselves for now. And the comic new comic book series coming out with the Venomverse, where Venom will be in his own little... It'll be like the Spider-Verse, but the Venom version of that, his own little universe. And there'll be a bunch of different Marvel characters coming out in there, but as in the symbiote suit of Venom. So you'll see like a symbiote version of Wolverine, a symbiote version of Ghost Rider. Deadpool supposedly is going to be
That's
legit. Like a special guest, a symbiote version of that.
So it's just comic books, not movies.
Yeah, it's just strictly comic books. But, I mean, there's...
They do have the Venom movie
coming out.
They're
talking about the Venom movie, so they may borrow from that, I'm thinking, possibly. Or they might correlate in one way or another. And the Venomverse, of course, the Brock... what's his name? Brock...
Brock Hudson?
Yeah, I mean, he's the main guy of that universe from the Venomverse.
So you excited about that?
From what I've read in the article, it looks really, really cool, yeah. And Carnage is going to be in there, too. Definitely.
I was going to say, I'm pretty stoked for Carnage.
Yeah, you can't. Every time we talk about Venom, we got to talk about Carnage.
Yeah, so.
I guess because we've already seen a Venom on screen, and he looked pretty cool, but I want to see Carnage on screen.
Dude, yeah, that's going to be dope.
It'd have to be rated R.
Of course, yeah. I think any movie starring Venom or Carnage has to be rated R. Even like anti-Venom, like that has to be rated R too.
I guess the one thing that I really wasn't happy with about when they were talking about the Venom, you know, because obviously we know that Spider-Man, Venom, you know, the mutants, anything mutant, X-Men is all owned by Fox. Well, Sony owns Spider-Man and Venom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, correct. And then X-Men is owned by Fox. So they were saying that with Spider-Man being lent over to the MCU that Disney owns, and then Iron Man coming over, that... Now Sony is saying they're going to make their own Marvel Sony universe. So was it Sony more SMU?
SMU.
So they're going to something like that.
Their own little
MSU
Spidey
or
universe.
Something. And that none of their stories are going to
interfere with
the MCU. Yeah, it's going to be its own thing.
Which is the whole point have them all tell one narrative.
True.
Maybe from its different point of views, obviously, which is great. That's why they're in different cities. Mm-hmm. But or sometimes the same cities, but different things happening. I mean, I don't like it. I think they're going to muck it up.
I don't know.
But the consistency. You want them all to be in that same universe, and they're not going to let that happen.
True.
Which sucks.
We'll see how.
Well, Homecoming's coming out.
Yeah.
So I think we need to wait and see how Homecoming's
going
to be.
Well, it might be a good standalone movie, but it's not going to be part of the MCU.
Well, I did see a story that Spider-Man was going to be in the Infinity War.
Yeah.
The thing is, we don't...
How much of it?
But this is the other thing. We don't know what deals Sony made with Disney
exactly.
to be borrowing characters.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a one-time thing, or maybe it's a couple times and that's it?
To me, that's a whole other thing where if you're Sony and you know you don't want to give up Spider-Man, right? You know, they're not going to give it up.
No matter what. Unless Sony, like,
so why don't you work a deal out with Marvel... With Disney's MCU,
they can both make money, yeah,
and work it. That's mutually beneficial. Bless you.
Bless you. Thank you.
You know, or at least keep the story straight. You're gonna make your money off Spider-Man if you make good movies.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Spider-Man to me is he's a top tier character.
Yeah, he is. Absolutely.
You know, he's just like a Batman or
just
a Superman.
When you think of comic book characters, Spider-Man is definitely one of them.
Yeah, I mean,
the casuals know.
If you ask someone, name me the five comic book superheroes that you know. Superman, Batman, Spider-Man,
always
Captain America, Incredible Hulk, or Wolverine. You know, they're interchangeable, but
but
there's a solid five that people all know right off the top of their. And Spider-Man is always in there.
Yep.
So, I mean, you have a Daredevil making money. You can have a Spider-Man make money. And so sometimes I think Sony looks at Marvel. It's kind of the same way with DC. They look at the MCU and they're like, I want billions of dollars.
They're getting greedy.
You know, I want this and I want to be there. And I think Disney's at a point right now where they're like, I don't have to do anything for you because you want what we have. We don't want we don't care.
We just have one thing.
Honestly,
we have all this.
tell me that, like, if If Disney could never get Spider-Man, which they only got Spider-Man for Civil War, they haven't had him for almost 10 years, and they've been making money hand over fist. Mm-hmm. So they really didn't need to get Spider-Man. They did it more, and I got to give them credit. They did it more for
the fans.
Yeah. You know, yes, they were going to make money, but they were going to make the money regardless.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Sony just needs to understand where your place is. Understand you're going to make money by working out a deal with Disney or working with them. You're still going to make your money, and you get to put your character in their best movies. And your character is going to be in their best movies, which is going to make people want to go see your movie.
Exactly. They
go hand in hand. Like, they'd help each other out. Like, why wouldn't you want to promote your character in more movies?
It's just like I said, it's greedy. I think it's easy to get greedy.
I think so. I guess that's the one thing that DC has over Marvel. Like, all their characters aren't split up like Marvel has them. As far as movie studios, Warner Brothers has all of them, don't they?
True, yeah.
Warner Brothers has...
all the DC characters.
Yes, which AT&T is looking to buy Time Warner Company, which would include
DC.
Warner Brothers, which would include DC.
See,
and Lord of the Rings.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah, New Line Cinema is part of...
Oh, I didn't know that, okay. I was like, really?
Yeah, they would own...
Interesting. Well, then they would own The Matrix, too, then, I think, too.
Yeah, I believe so. There's a lot of properties they're going to get.
Oh, nice.
Round two, Facebook.
What's up, Facebook peeps? Times two.
So we were just talking Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
We just had a really good conversation, actually, about DC Spider-Man. You're going to tune into the podcast for that one.
Yeah, you are.
Does DC have an equivalent of Spider-Man?
We can keep going with comic book news, though, because I saw that there's been interest in the Thunderbolts. Now, I don't know a lot about the Thunderbolts. I have to do some research on it, but... basically, the Thunderbolts is... do you remember what we...
you said it was like the Suicide Squad with heroes
Marvel.
And
Marvel, yeah. It's a mix of heroes and villains who mm-hmm. work together. Do you remember who it was that I had said?
You had said like...
Ghost Rider. Yeah, Red Hulk. Zemo. Luke Cage.
Okay.
Had been in it before. Who else did I say? Punisher. Elektra.
Okay.
And so now that we have an Elektra, we have a Punisher, and we have not a Johnny Blaze, it's the another incarnation of Ghost Rider on
the new
on the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh yeah, he came out supposedly on that show.
Yeah, they had said they would be interested in a Thunderbolt series.
Uh-huh.
Do you think it could sell? Do you think let's just say you take Luke Cage and then you put them with Ghost Rider, Punisher, and Elektra. Could you sell that team?
Let's see how Defenders comes out.
Yeah.
Are you worried about Defenders?
There's a lot of stuff coming
out. Not really.
Now, Defenders, like the trailer for that one actually looks pretty good.
It does.
They've kind of built up on the Netflix side of things. They built it up pretty nicely, I have to admit. So that one should come out nice. I would think if they were going to do the Thunderbolt thing, would you do it on Netflix?
Do you make it a movie?
It seems to me that the big... it seems to me like they're tiering the characters now, like the way they tiered them in the comics. You had your top tier characters, you had your mid tier, lower tier characters. It seems like the top tier characters they're putting in motion pictures, mm-hmm. and then the second to third rate characters they're doing TV series,
scrubs.
Which makes sense because you
that
can
makes a whole lot of
well, yeah, because you can develop them.
There's too
you
many
don't,
characters. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you don't need to develop a Captain America.
Yeah.
You don't need to develop. I mean, Iron Man used to be a second tier character, but the only reason he works is because of all of the technology.
Yeah.
And that's what people are.
Yeah.
We like that nowadays, like, and you can do it. But like Incredible Hulk, Thor. You know,
the
you don't.
Guys.
Yeah, you that you don't need story building. You know, they're not they're not too complex characters.
Yeah.
But Daredevil's complex.
Yeah.
And as you can see, if you watch Jessica Jones, she's complex.
Yeah,
and
very good. Yeah.
And I've been watching some of Jessica Jones. It's actually pretty interesting. She was. I don't remember what her superhero name was. Was it Jewel or? I always thought she was Power Girl.
I don't know.
But they show her like when she was trying to be a superhero and. Mm-hmm. And stuff like that, which was pretty interesting. But the Defenders news that I had got was that the whole season is going to take place in 48 hours.
Oh, shit.
That's pretty cool, though.
And I honestly think that's pretty legit.
That's very legit.
I guess they're just trying to save the city or for something.
Maybe some kind of bomb's going to go off or something.
That actually caught my attention.
Oh, because they're fighting against the Hand, if I'm not mistaken. Like, the Hand is the main, besides Sigourney Weaver's character, the Hand is
the
main.
Well, she's supposed to be the head of everything.
Okay. So she's probably the head of the Hand or whatever?
Yeah, something like that.
That's going to be interesting.
She's the arm of the Hand.
I mean, she's the arm of the So, I'm very intrigued because Daredevil was awesome.
That was the best one of them all.
Daredevil.
Still is.
And I'll tell you this. I have not seen any of the Netflix, but like the way you just explained that, like in the next 48 hours, or like not the next 48 hours, but in a 48-hour period, they're going to put a whole convoluted series. It's not going to be over a matter of months.
Yeah.
That actually got my attention. Like, I'm pretty
stoked. And it's four heroes.
Four heroes. Exactly.
Four different heroes, yeah.
So you don't have to, like, the thing about it, and I hate to say it, is like I'm not a big fan of like character development. I don't need to see the motives, maybe here and there, but like I want to watch the Defenders first, and then I want to watch like Jessica Jones, see maybe Iron Man, maybe at Luke Cage. You know what I'm saying?
So with you saying that, everybody say hi to Hiram.
Hey, what's up, Hiram?
It's been a while we've seen Hiram. What's up? So. Basically, the way you just described it, though, John.
It's like watching Avengers first before you watch the other ones.
Yes, it's like watching all the DC movies and then... See?
Interesting.
The way you explained it is just like watching...
That's how, like, Warner Brothers is
Yeah, that's out. Like... Yeah, the way Warner Brothers is, like, watching Justice League and then going back and watching the Flash movie. But you know why that does... Method. But you know what?
You then know again, why it doesn't bother me, though? Is because it's not actually going to be good, though.
Well, not just that, but it goes back to what I was Fair saying, point. Is your top-tier characters, you don't need the character development.
Yeah.
So you don't want to watch a Flash movie after a Justice League movie because you already know the Flash.
Exactly, yeah.
You just want to see the Flash movie, you know, real quick. Let's get it out of the way. Let's see his powers take off. Let's get him into the Justice League movie and get him going. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Aquaman. Whereas with these ones, with these characters, you don't really know a lot about Jessica Jones. Like, on it, yeah, like, can you tell me you knew anything about Jessica Jones?
I don't know anything about that.
Could you tell me you knew anything about Luke Cage?
Same thing for him. The only one I knew about was Daredevil.
Exactly. And even at that, you didn't know everything.
Yeah. No.
You know, so it makes a lot of sense. Even the Punisher.
Yeah.
You know, you knew
the movies and the,
Well, he's changed so much over time. Like, I wrote him, I read him in the 90s, and he was a Vietnam War hero. Which wouldn't make sense because, I still have some old Punisher comics. So it makes sense. The Netflix medium is becoming, I believe, more profitable than...
Oh, for sure.
Or it's...
That the character development.
Yes, storyline's better.
Storyline, yeah.
And
good writing.
And I believe they also confirmed that all of the stuff from Netflix is gonna merge into the MCU.
Nice.
Which is smart. Like, why would you confuse people?
Yeah. Just like Warner Brothers should have done with the TV shows that they have. The Flash and the Green Arrow and all those. They could have easily tied all those in.
But they have
that development already made.
But yet they messed up.
Yeah.
Because what's going to happen is, say we have another Marvel movie or Avengers movie and they have Daredevil make an appearance. You're going to be like, dude, that's fucking badass. It's Daredevil. Yeah. You don't have to know his backstory. You don't have to know nothing. He could just show up, kick some ass, help out, and leave.
That's probably what's going to happen in Infinity War.
I mean, that would be.
The Scrubs will get there like 15 minutes and then die.
I mean, think how awesome that would be if the Scrubs showed up in Infinity War, got their 15, 20 minutes, died.
Yep.
And then they come back alive and they go back to their little Netflix series.
And they probably talk about what happened or like, you know. Yeah.
It's all about having that immersive world. Like, it's all about those hours that you spend watching Netflix shows.
Yeah, it's a payoff.
Yes, exactly. Hiram said that it's kind of like 24. I never seen 24, but he was saying it's kind of it'll be kind of like that for
that. 24 was actually a dope series.
I mean, I'm excited to see. I mean, I know a lot of people knocked Iron Fist. I liked it.
I liked it too.
The karate wasn't as good as you expected, but I'm willing to give him this chance, this next one, considering that they finalized their deal for him like a month or 2 weeks before they started shooting.
True.
I
personally rank Iron Fist right below Daredevil, personally. Then I would say Jessica Jones and then Luke Cage.
I haven't seen all of Jessica Jones yet. I'm on the 9th episode.
Okay. There's two seasons of that one, isn't there? One. The second one's being filmed right
now. Did you watch Luke Cage?
Yeah, that one, it was hard to get into, but I did watch it from beginning to end. It's just a different vibe. Different vibe than the other three shows.
Everyone says they like the bad guy. Cottonmouth.
Cottonmouth, yeah. That was a cool bad guy. He was a good one. But I don't know, just the overall story, just I wasn't feeling it as much as like Daredevil or Iron Fist.
You definitely have your limitations in the series because watching Jessica Jones, different. Knowing that she's supposed to be able to fly, mm-hmm. you know, she has that strength and everything. They really don't show her fly.
No, just like they've seen her jump around and stuff, but not actually fly.
And she
fly.
Even says like, oh, it's more like jumping. Yeah. But it works. Like the fact that I don't know a lot about Jessica Jones, I think those are the characters that you can really hit with.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, the ones that you don't know a lot about because...
I think so. It makes it a good series.
Good actors yeah. make a big difference, too. Oh, yeah. She's a good actor. As is the guy who plays Daredevil and the guy who plays Luke Cage. I mean, they're all good actors.
Mm-hmm.
Acting is not easy.
John. Party hard. You know what, John? We'll forgive you for that.
You don't have to forgive
you know,
me.
We're gonna go
they
to,
are overpaid. I'll
we're
going
to go to Comic-Con. But we're going to go meet... one of these people one day and be like, yeah, my friend here said that acting's easy.
So he can do your job.
All right. Tell him and then be like, you're hired.
That would be funny, though, if they actually said like, oh, this guy's hired. Look at him. He looks like a Middle Eastern guy.
Dude, I'm telling you. Watch out.
As long as it's not a porn, bro.
So, yeah, The Defenders comes out in August.
August 18th, my birthday. Man. It's my birthday.
We got a lot. We got some good stuff leading up.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
We like got
every single month there's going to be something big going on.
From now on, we have Wonder Woman.
Tomorrow.
And then
next month.
And then
Spider-Man.
A week after that is Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Or no, is it? Yeah.
He's
on the 5th.
Yeah, Spider-Man. Like that. And then in July, there'll be... shit, what is coming out in July?
There's something coming out in July. Is it Transformers? Transformers in June?
June's going to be a very packed month if that's the case.
Yeah.
I believe it comes out in June.
God damn.
Something comes out in July. Trying to think, but I know I'm missing something. Maybe it's Spider-Man in July.
Good. I'll Google it up.
Well, that's what we have the interwebs for.
Is mayonnaise an instrument?
I mean, there's so much good stuff coming out. Man, it's like overload.
Oh, yeah.
Which one are you... Are you excited for? Are you excited for Justice League, John?
I have mixed emotions about it for sure. You know what I'm saying,
Captain Underpants.
It just depends. Oh, man, I can't even tell you. I'm not really stoked for it actually, because of what they did, what they've already done. You know,
Spider-Man's July 7th.
I'm gonna treat it like the Suicide Squad. I'm gonna wait till I hear people say, "Oh,
low expectations." Yes.
Yeah. Like, I have very low expectations.
Or temporary expectations.
For sure.
Transformers is... June 21st is Transformers.
Damn.
And then... Oh, Pacific... What? Pacific Rim.
Pacific Rim already?
August 4th. Oh,
damn.
Shit.
We
definitely seen that, too.
John's going to want to see that.
Dude, Pacific Rim was the shit.
That was a badass movie.
It was badass.
Ooh, Dark Tower, isn't that coming out? Yeah, July 28th.
Oh, also. Yeah, the Dark Tower's coming out.
Pretty far up on that, too.
Kingsman's coming out soon, I think, too.
Oh, yeah.
Or September 29th.
Did you finally see The Kingsman?
Nope.
Gil?
No, sir.
John's happy about that, because finally he can rag on you for something that you were supposed to see that you didn't see.
I actually forgot, to be honest.
Boom.
Ooh, the third Planet of the Apes movie comes out in July. War for the Planet of the Apes.
Nice.
The first two were really good.
I didn't see them. Course,
there's a World War Z part 2 coming out. Opens next Friday. What the shit?
Oh shit,
I didn't know there was a sequel to the World War Z coming out.
How do you feel about that, Falcon?
About which one?
World War Z.
World War Z 2 comes out next Friday.
It's got it next Friday.
It's what it says. World War Z 2 opens next Friday.
I have not seen anything.
Me neither. This can't be right.
It can't be right at all.
Damn.
We would see like trailers all over for it, if that was the case. Friday, June 9th, 2017 release date.
Damn.
Brad Pitt's in it again. Okay. That's out of nowhere. Unless it's one of those direct-to-video kind of things. That'd be a shame.
So here we are, Men of the Cave podcast, and we are recording on the Instagrams.
The Instagram.
Recording Gilbert. Looking up movie shows.
Movie dates, shows.
Times. All that stuff. So, Gilbert just said that World War Z 2 was coming out. That is crazy. I didn't even know that. What do you think about that, John?
That's gnarly. What would they do, though? Like,
it's got to be, if they do it more like the book, I'll be happy. I've always said that the book was way better. It usually always is.
Yeah.
And if they don't do it like the book, I'm going to be a little upset.
There's no videos on it. There's no nothing on it.
What Dark Tower's coming out.
Dark Tower's is going to be dope.
That's going to be dope. We got to go see that.
Yeah. I'm on the fourth book already.
For real?
Yeah.
Damn, you've been reading. Hmm?
No, audiobooks, but it helps out.
Cheater.
I get to do more and listen, so I mean, it helps out.
You get to multitask.
I multitask the shit out of stuff. So here we are, especially with listening to that. I mean, it helps out a lot. Like, a lot. I don't even have to pay attention. I get the story already. That's the best part about it. So I'm all playing Rocket League and just...
Nice. Or do when you go to the gym? You listen to your audiobooks then too?
I got to listen to music when I go to the gym. Yeah. I can't listen to words. Technically, I'm listening to words, but I got to hear music.
In a musical form.
Something rhythmic going on.
Get the blood flowing.
Zone out.
So let's talk about... Right, this is going to be our last topic.
Okay.
For the night.
Alrighty, alright.
And this one is, I think it's pretty interesting. It's basically movies that...
Don't suck.
That never got... that were canceled before a second movie or third or fourth or the sequel came out.
Okay. And they do suck.
So I wrote a couple here. The first one I have is John Carter.
Mm-hmm.
John Carter.
The Disney movie.
Carter and Mars. I thought that was an excellent movie.
I thought it was pretty good.
I really liked it.
I think that was super underrated. Yeah, I'll say that. Disney should bring that one back.
So John Carter, just real quick, was basically about a guy in the Civil, like after the Civil War.
Something like
who,
that.
Yeah.
Finds a portal.
He died. Yeah, he went into some Indian burial ground kind of air thing and ended up getting inside there was this. Some guy, there was a guy in there, he killed him, and he took he had like a little talisman, and it transported him to Mars.
Yes, there you go.
It's like a portal.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when he was on Mars, since he was from Earth, Mars had a lower gravity. It's kind of like Superman, lower gravity.
Yeah.
So he was stronger. He could jump like long, you know.
Yeah.
Higher than the tallest building or whatever. He had strength.
Yeah,
he was just super. He was like a super dude, and there was a war going on and some kind of political stuff, backstabbing, and he helped save it all. And what really sucked about it was that just when he fell in love with the girl, he married her. He went out on the terrace to like look over Mars because he was finally happy.
And then he came back.
And one of those dudes that he killed to take the talisman, there was like an order of them. Found him. They could look like people, shapeshifting the people, and touched him with it or whatever, and basically sent him back to Earth.
Dirty.
And he woke up in that same place, and he had only been gone. Oh, he had been gone years, right?
Yeah.
On Mars.
On Mars, he had been there for maybe a week. Like a couple weeks or whatever, and then when he woke up in the cavern, he was the same age. He hadn't aged, and the people that were in the cavern with him were like skeletons.
Yeah.
So he went back. He found a way back home, and he made this kind of coffin room that would lock from the inside, and he faked his death basically. Because he wanted one of those creatures to come back to look for him because he still had his talisman. They wanted it, and he was able to... He didn't really have his talisman. They didn't know that he had lost it or had broke or something. So they came in and he killed that guy and took his talisman and went back to Mars, and that's where it ends.
Oh, shit.
And so, like, it's a really good story. It's a really good story, and I guess it had a big budget and it just didn't make money, so they canceled it. Another one was Aragorn. That one was more like about a fantasy dragon, stuff like that. The book was really books were really good. It didn't do too well.
Oof.
The Chronicles of Narnia is another one. Although after this story came out, they greenlit the Silver Chair. Silver Chair.
Yeah, the fourth book,
which would be the fourth book.
So which one's the last book?
There's seven of them.
I want to say there's more.
I believe there's seven. You can look it up real fast, John, when I talk about it. So most of us read Chronicles of Narnia.
Mm-hmm. Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe is the one that most people read.
Yeah.
Those were prime reading back in the day.
I was in first grade when my teacher read that to us.
I think C.S. Lewis wrote it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
And he also, it's the first one that he wrote, but it's not the first one in order. It's the third one.
No. The second. It's the Magician's Apprentice.
The Magician's Nephew.
Nephew, there you go.
Yeah.
I don't like that, yeah.
Then it's The Lion, the Witch, Wardrobe. Prince Caspian, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Prince Caspian's after that, yeah, right. And then
The Voyage of the
Dawn Treader.
And then Silver Chair.
And
then, how was it, the war one? Or
The Last Battle.
Last Battle, yeah.
So then you're right, because there's one called the Horse and His Boy.
The Horse and His Boy, yeah.
Yeah.
Seven, right?
Yep.
Dang, I'm good. No. That's what happens when you read. But I believe, like, The Magician's Nephew, even though it's the first book, it's actually in order. I think it's like a weird order.
Yeah.
It's not really the order that they came
Star
out.
Star Wars, guys.
What's sort cool, of. Though, is The Magician's Nephew is actually the old man in the movie.
Yeah.
The one who has the house that they live in.
Yeah.
And so, you know, everybody knows Chronicles of Narnia came out. Then Prince Caspian, then the Dawn Treader, and they started high and they kind of went down.
Like everything went
down. Everything, yeah, just didn't keep. I think they took too long for them to come out.
Exactly.
So I'm happy to see that they're going to continue it. Luckily, the original cast of the kids, the Pevensey kids,
I don't believe
they come out again. So it till the very end,
really?
The last battle, I think the way it is in Narnia, once you get too old, you can't go back. In real life,
yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
You have to still have like a child's mind, kind of.
You gotta have a child's heart,
something like that. So I'm happy about that. Sahara was another one. That one had Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
I love high school girls. I get older, they stay the same age.
Sierra, that's the one. Sahara. Oh yeah, Sahara is when they're like stuck in the desert, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
It was supposed to be a play on like the new Indiana Jones type of character, but it didn't. That one didn't really take off. Yeah.
Damn.
And then Ender's Game, and a lot of people liked Ender's Game. I knew people in the military.
There's a lot of books.
It was like required reading for some people in the Marine Corps.
Damn.
One of my friends told me. I want to say he told me that maybe. He just said he liked it before he went. I don't know.
Good book.
Anyways. I know Starship Troopers was another one of those two.
Damn. Just budget?
The book.
What do you think it was? The budget? Or do you think
Ender's Game? I just think it didn't do as well as people thought it did. I thought it was
a big budget movie.
It had Harrison Ford in it. It had Sir
did you
Peter
see
Kingsley
all the,
or something.
Graphics?
Kingsley.
Sir Kingsley, yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Did you see all the graphics that it came with too? Like, I would say that's hella expensive.
It was real funny because that Sir whatever Kingsley guy.
Ben Kingsley,
yeah. His character's name was Rackham Mazer, which is just a play on
his name?
Occam's Razor.
Oh,
they just flipped the letters, yeah.
Yeah.
Mazer Rackham is what his name was.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Occam's Razor. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it was pretty cool. But yeah, I mean, I liked it. Did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it a lot. It was a really good book and good movie.
You read the book?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's not just one book.
It's several books.
Did you read them all?
No, just the first one.
Okay. Girl. See? You didn't even...
Sorry.
What happened. The movies, you saw the movie, they didn't make any more because you read the book and the second one. What about you, John?
No, I didn't see neither read the book nor the movie.
I mean, it is interesting how many movies out there get made and that are really good and then they never make any more of
them.
What
was the other movie that you said, though?
Sahara?
No. Before we started talking about Ender's Game.
Aragorn? Oh, Starship Troopers?
Yeah. I don't see why they wouldn't have made another movie like that.
Oh, they did. They made several Starship Troopers.
They made two more, but they were like direct-to-DVD.
Really shit movies, yeah. They were really horrible.
I mean, they weren't bad, but they were never... No.
It got worse and worse.
The whole Starship Troopers series, they left out so much of it, because in the book, they fought in mechs. Like in, I mean, they had ground soldiers, but they also had robots that they would fight in. And then there was another race. I forget what their race was called, but their nickname was the Skinnies because they were skinny humanoids.
Oh, damn.
And they joined...
So would you want to see another Starship?
They're going to make another Starship
Troopers. So it's going to be big budget, though, or is it going
to
be
it's
like...
It's supposed to be big budget, and it's supposed to be more like the book.
Okay. Okay,
cool. Wait, is it going to be a sequel or like a reboot?
I believe it's a reboot.
Nice.
And they fight the Arachnids, and it follows Rico.
Spider Rico.
Yeah, so Johnny Rico.
Or Johnny Rico, sorry. Spider Rico's a different character.
No, I'm really excited for another. I mean, I watch Starship Troopers now. It's okay. I watch it just because it's Starship Troopers.
It's for its time. It was, yeah.
Yeah, but.
It was cool.
But I think they can do a lot better.
Oh, yeah.
There's some movies that need to be rebooted and some that you don't need to don't ever reboot Back to the Future.
True.
Oh, man.
Like, that Before Time needs to be rebooted.
They probably will, but I hope they don't.
Yeah, I bet you would like that, John, wouldn't you?
Dude, I would, actually.
Littlefoot.
No, hombre. All right, guys, so that's it.
Go.
No, none of that. So, that's it for episode 29. And when we come back next week, it'll be episode 30.
Be over the hill and start aching everywhere all over your
Hopefully
body.
Next week we'll have an Aliens Covenant review. Some of the people have seen it. Some haven't.
Yeah.
Me and Falcon.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah, you haven't seen Prometheus. What are you saying?
I need to fit Wonder Woman.
There wasn't any Aliens movie.
True.
I need to fit Wonder Woman in there somehow.
Wonder Woman. Yeah, we should go make a little man date to go watch our man cave date.
We should make a man cave date.
Man of the cave date to go watch Wonder Woman.
Let's not call it a date, guys. Let's go ahead and...
A minute of the cave meeting.
There you go.
Like meeting of the minds.
An assembly of the cave.
A meeting of the minds. Of the cavemen. Like
So we will see y'all next week.
Peace.
Make sure y'all look at our Facebook page. We're on Facebook, Men of the Cave. We're on Instagram, Men of the Cave.
Follow us.
Follow us. Share it. Like it.
And we're
you can hear us on Podomatic. Yeah. That's the host. We are on iTunes. So you go to your...
We're official.
Tell them how to find us on iTunes.
On iTunes, if you have like an iPhone or iPad, you literally click on the podcast app and just type in our name and we'll be there.
And the podcast app's already there.
Yeah, it's nice. Pretty pre-installed.
Yep. Make sure you subscribe. It'll drop in all of our podcasts.
Yep, all 29.
And I think you'll be very pleased with us. Some guy on our Instagram said we were a blessing.
Nice. Oh,
that's very nice.
That's very nice to hear. Absolutely.
I believe
thank you, sir, whoever you are.
I know. And I will tell you right now, I do feel blessed that that I'm able to do this.
Oh, for sure.
That I'm able to hang out with my friends, you know, whether it's everybody that comes or it's
just
some of them
three.
That come over and record. It is definitely a blessing to be able to record and just basically talk about.
Get to geek out, man.
The things that we love, you know. I mean, we don't get paid right now, so if we got paid, that would be the
that'd be amazing.
The blessings of the blessings on blessings on blessings. But
who knows, maybe in the future we could always start a Patreon account or something.
Yeah, I mean, we might be. I know we've been talking about a YouTube channel for a while. Yeah. Just we have to try to get some equipment for that.
More avenues.
But just listen, please. Like us, like our pages.
Share them.
Send us messages. If there's something you want us... I mean, we have a guy that listens to us every week, Hiram.
What's up again, Hiram?
Hiram's awesome. I mean,
you're the man.
He's listened to every single episode, and he lets us know if there's something that he'd like to listen to, or you know, he loves what we do, and we love that he listens to it. So thanks, Hiram. Keep listening.
Maybe one day he can be on our show.
Maybe. He's from the East Coast, but you never know.
Never know. Maybe
we ever go
day.
Remote. Or we ever get the
calls in,
exactly.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So we're going to go ahead and let y'all go, guys. For Men of the Cave, I'm Anthony.
I'm Gilbert.
And I'm John.
And we're out.
Toodles.
Peace.